Christians are not going to like my message today. Yeah, you're right. What message of mine do they like? That's a good point. What am I concerned about? What am I worried about? I'm not worried because Philippians 4:3 tells me not to worry about anything. All right, good. Thanks. I'm going to tick them all off. Especially, though. I mean, more than usual, I think. Well, because they love to fight government. In fact, Christianity is garrisoning its ranks as I speak, and they're going to gather together, and as well as amassing their ranks, and they're going to take over the government. Because religion and politics, that beautiful line that should be there, a church and state, that line is going to be decimated, and religion is going to take over politics, or if you like to look at it this way, politics is going to take over religion. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender. Romans 13, we're in Secrets in Daniel. And of course, one of the premier secrets in Daniel, besides that human government is meant to fail, designed to fail, must fail, is that we are to be subject to the governments that God puts us under. Why? Because it's God himself who put us under them. Now, the Christians will disagree with this because they don't think God does anything bad. God just does good stuff. He wants everybody to be happy, and he'll give you lollipops for breakfast, and he'll give you Pop-Tarts for lunch, and he'll give you sweet tarts for dinner because he's so nice. He never does anything bad. He still controls everything somehow. Yeah, he's sovereign, but just not any bad stuff. Has anybody taken an accounting lately of the ratio between good stuff and bad stuff? I think that if God only does the good stuff in this world here that we live in, then we could only attribute maybe, being generous, 10% of the world's activities to God and 90% to Satan. Or is it that Isaiah 45 verse 7 is true? I, the Lord, do all these things, maker of good, creator and evil. God does it all. The Lord God does it all. So, having said that, let us read from Romans chapter 13, verse 1, because I have a different take on this than most people, I think, probably, which I don't mind. That's what I do, okay? I'm Martin Zender. That's what I do for a living. I don't try to be shocking. I hope you know that. It comes naturally to me. It's my birthright, my inheritance. I believe Scripture. Scripture is really radical to the normal human way of thinking. But as long as you realize that the normal human way of thinking is the radical thing, the dumb thing, then you'll realize that Scripture is quite simple. Listen to this. How simple is this? 13:1 Romans, let every soul be subject to the superior authorities. Well, first of all, remember now, don't forget, there's no chapter heading here in the original Scriptures. So, Romans 12:31 goes right into 13:1. Remember, be not conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Be subject to the superior authorities. That's how you conquer evil with good. Be subject to the superior authorities. In that context, the superior authorities have to be evil. Because Paul's telling you to conquer evil with good. How do I do that? Be subject, that's the good, to the superior authorities. That's the evil. They have to be evil or this whole verse doesn't make sense. Who needs to be exhorted to be subject to a good authority? To a pristine, wonderful authority like the Christians. Boy, if they were in charge of government, everything would be great. Let every soul be subject to the superior authorities, for there is no authority except under God. Now, interesting thing in the Concordant Version. I'm going to show you this on the Zender Cam. I don't know how the lighting is. Correct me, you know, write me if my lighting is terrible here. I like a little bit of a dark studio look, you know, with just a little bit of light. I don't like anything overlit, really. So if this troubles you, let me know. I can correct it. So on the Zender Cam, you're not going to be able to see this, probably. I'll probably laugh when I try to, when I watch this and realize that you're looking at a completely blank screen. There's the word not. And the word not... No, actually, it's the word no, but there's a superscript T at the end of the no. That means it's an emphatic not. Now, if it was just no, it means there could be contingency. There could be things that, like, you know, this is no, but it's a wishy-washy no. Right? But if it's a superscript T after the no, then it's not. That's emphatic. Like, no way, no how, never, it couldn't be, not possible. So it couldn't be, no, never, not possible for there to be any authority except under God. Now, there's a little BY superscript, which means it's above the line, in front of under, in the Concordant version. All these amazing little notations I'm telling you about are from the Concordant Literal New Testament. And if you don't have a Concordant Literal New Testament, you can write my friend Clyde Pilkington at studyshelf.com, and he'll make sure you get one. You'll have to exchange a little money for it. You know, it's a deal. It's a barter, what we would call a barter. Trade. So, there's no authority except by God. Now, it gets even more radical, more emphatic, more wonderful, if you ask me. Now, those which are, those what? The authorities which now are, have been set by God. Concordance says set under God, but it's literally by, as evidenced by the superscript by in front of the word under. Those which are have been set. I love the active verb here. They're set by God. God put them there. He didn't just, you know, wake up one day, find out the results of the election, and put his stamp of approval on it. No, instead he raised up the parties and put the party he wanted into office. And it's not necessarily the best one. In fact, in this era, it's the worst one. The reason God did this, besides that he's God, is that he has to, again, drive humanity to a corner where they will capitulate, see their folly, and accept joyfully the coming of the governor, Jesus Christ. All those authorities which are have been set under God, verse 2, so that he who is resisting an authority has withstood God's mandate. Wow. If you resist the authority, then you resist God's mandate, because this is what God wants. And even though it might look bad to you, because you think God plants flowers all the time and spins cotton candy on his little cotton candy spinner next to his throne, or he throws out his fingers and out comes streamers or tinsel for your Christmas tree. If you think that God only does that, then you will withstand an evil government, because God wants us to withstand evil. Here you're getting information. You're getting inside information from the Apostle Paul that there's no authority except under God. And we even got an intimation of this in Jeremiah when Israel was taken into captivity. So it's not like this is exclusive to Paul. God said, I brought you to Babylon, first of all. And I'm looking at scriptures now that talks about God raising up heathen armies to go against the Babylonian army back in the day. So God raises up, and the heathen army are called holy ones. Oh, what chapter? I was writing this down. What chapter is that in? I got a notebook here. I don't know. Where's my notebook? Okay, there's a chapter somewhere. Where is that? It's in the Bible. Read the Bible, you'll find it. That God raises up heathens. Can heathen be pluralized? It's just heathen, like deer, and you don't say deers, right? Okay, so you don't say heathens. Okay, just heathen, that's fine. So he raises up heathen, and in the text, you're going to see this in my upcoming newsletter, he calls them holy ones. They're separated unto him. That's all holy means, separated. So God can procure for himself, and he can use for himself what we would call an immoral agent. Not a moral agent, an immoral agent, because God creates both good and evil for his purpose. And right now, as we've been saying over and over again, an immoral government suits its purpose. So if you withstand that, even though it goes against your Christian inclinations, then you're withstanding God's mandate. You're going against God. No, I'm not, because God's fluffy and white. I'm going against this evil government. But we're getting inside information here that the evil government is of God. God is still fluffy and white, absolutely. But remember, his love is tough. You ever heard of tough love? That's when you don't just sugarcoat something. You don't just give your kids sugar pops for breakfast, and they all want to stay up till midnight, your kids do, but you make them go to bed. So love is tough. God disciplines those he loves, and we're being disciplined by evil government. So if you withstand that government, you're withstanding what God wants. Now, verse 2, those who have withstood will be getting judgment for themselves, for magistrates are not a fear to the good act, but to the evil. Now, here's what people do when they get to this point. Magistrates are not a fear to the good act. In other words, the people who are running that particular government, if you do good, then you're not going to fear. But if you do evil, then they're going to be mad. But we have to look at the good and evil of the context. Sorry, I think I was eating a pumpkin seed, and I got a little bit of a piece of pumpkin seed there. So I got rid of it, no problem. The good and evil of the context, the good of this whole context is subjection to government. And the evil is withstanding government. That's the good and evil of the context. Okay? Magistrates are not a fear to the good act. So if you're subject to any government, there's no fear. If you were subject to Rome, as brutal as they were, you didn't have to fear them because they liked people who are subject to them. And members of the body of Christ, having this information, should be the most exemplary citizens. It's not to say you can't protest, peaceful protest, if you want to change something within the legal avenues. Better yet, stay home and don't worry about it. Right? Listen to the show, read scripture, wait for the glory train while heralding the word, while loving your family. And don't get upset. Don't get embroiled in government. But they're a fear to the evil. And what's the evil? The evil act of the context is in subjection. That is, withstanding the magistrate or withstanding the government. So we're going to continue on here for a couple more days in Romans 13. And then we're going to find out what Nebuchadnezzar said in light of this. This truth of God raising up evil government again is not exclusive to Paul. We find it all through the scripture, reading of it back in Jeremiah, back in the days of the Babylonian exile. Why am I telling you this? To give you peace. Why am I telling you this? To keep you from fighting. Why am I telling you this? To help you know for sure, that God has not lost control of his universe. Everything is right on schedule.